You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's talking to a lot of brokenhearted people this Valentine's Day, even if you have a special someone. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Valentine's Day night. Look, yeah, it was a terrible Big Brother episode, but at least I didn't blow off plans for my wife to be here to talk with you about the Big Brother here on Monday night after a live show. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We have a lot to talk about here and a great panel here with us. I don't know if he has the answers to why Shayna lost. It seemed a little out of her control. Here is, of course, from Why Blank Lost, David Bloomberg. So David Bloomberg is biting.
Hi.
Fingernail. Hi. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Happy to be here on Valentine's Day.
Yes, David. Did you have Valentine's posted behind you?
Yes. When your wife is a kindergarten teacher, you have all sorts of things in the house.
Okay. All right. So, good to have you here to talk some Celebrity Big Brother. Of course, always a treat when we are joined by the great Chantel Francis. Chantel, how are you?
I'm devastated. I mean, we know that it's a roller coaster when you're watching Big Brother and Celebrity Big Brother, and it's ups and downs, and that's one of the reasons that we love it. But we really thought that we were going up, and the high was so high, and this was a down on a roller coaster that like I want off the roller coaster, and I like rides. So, my heart is broken on Valentine's Day, and I don't even have a special someone to commiserate with. So
how they got you? You let yourself have hope. Okay. Yeah, that's the first rule of Big Brother. Yeah. Never have hope.
Never have hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Shayna won the veto a week ago, and like, okay, here we go. It's been nothing but downhill since. All right, here with us to talk about it all, a man who has witnessed the slow-moving car accident of this week. Here is Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Evict everyone's interest in the season. Did I do it right?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Here we are. We're live. Yes. Monday night.
This is live television, Rob. We need to be done by the end of the hour.
Kick us off.
Yeah, it happened. It happened. Shayna is out. She's not happy. She's going to poison the jury. Not that they need a lot of help.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're down to Taryn. Is this the top six now?
We are at final six.
Final six. Okay. Here we go. And now it's all in on Lamar.
Oh, well, apparently it's all in on Todd Bridges.
Or Todd Bridges. Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll see. We'll talk about what exactly went on here tonight. I guess I will take your questions also as well. Robswebsite.com/BBQuestions for that as we get ready. Should be a lively roundtable tomorrow night, though, right, Taryn?
Plenty to talk about, plenty to rate. plenty of money for people to lose.
Oh, boy. People are going to be upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has the Big Brother stock market ever hit a massive recession like this before, or like it's going to before?
BBK9 was a rough time, but we'll see how things go tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky because you're going to sort of want to go with people that can win, even if they're making moves. I don't know. So it could be tough to triangulate. Taryn, I guess like the biggest shock of all here is that you came into this hour. It's like, all right, well, I guess let's see Shayna if she can win the veto. She's won a couple of vetoes, and that's what it comes down to. And then she didn't even get drawn in the veto, and the show did not even make a mention of it. It's like,
The stat holds true. She's won every veto she's played in, and she didn't play in this one. And it's wild, yes, that the entire episode rests on, can Shayna win the veto and save herself? And then off screen, they don't choose her to play in the veto. And she's just, and you find out by just seeing her sit there by herself,
right,
as she watches her fate play out in front of her.
And I'm trying to watch the veto competition and I'm like, okay, I'm rooting for, I thought Cynthia was Shayna because I saw long hair in the overhead shot. I'm like, okay, all right, let's see how Shayna's doing. I'm like, oh, wait,
which one is
Shayna? Wait, she's not, she didn't get drawn?
Yeah, I think that was like the worst part of all of this was Misha's plan. Misha's stupid plan was, let's put us on the block and, you know, just to get that chance that Shayna won't be drawn. And I'm going to pull a Voce here. And, you know, there was a 14.3% chance that her name would not get drawn. Now it's changed a little bit because of house guest choice stuff. But and then it actually happened. And Misha's going to be going around now like, woohoo, I'm brilliant. It worked.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what happened to us last season with Derek X when he wasn't drawn for the veto. Like, what is wrong with the veto gods in Big Brother? Why do they hate us so much? What are we being punished for?
I don't know. I feel like I'm being punished. And I'm just seeing Shayna, and I know that she's playing the game and she doesn't know what's going on. And her allies turned against her and she can't speak sense into them. And she's just sitting there watching people that want her out of the game for no real reason. And she can't do anything to save herself. It's just the reason why the veto was put into play was so people can save themselves. And it's kind of taken completely out of her hands. And it was really, really painful to watch.
I mean, they do want her out for a real reason because she was, you know, trying to do things for herself. Mm-hmm.
How dare she try to win the game?
How dare
she's on a team?
How dare she help them in pursuit of helping herself?
This was hard to watch, and we got to see the back and forth. Taryn, I'm sure you could speak to what it's been like over the last couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of, you know, Carson saying things like, oh, I'm so glad I've got Cynthia in here with me because I'm the most gullible person in the world and she keeps me on the level. Or saying things, you know, like,
I'm going to trust my gut.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me down. Ooh. It kicked.
It's trying to warn you, Carson.
Don't do that.
Yeah. To tell you something.
Yeah.
Wrong move.
Yeah. This was like Shades of Lex, Survivor Africa. Yeah. And his gut is never wrong. Like, don't say this on reality TV.
His heart of hearts telling him. His heart of hearts.
Yeah, it just seemed like that for Shayna, she was in this position where it didn't matter what she said. It just was like, okay, everybody's mind is made up. And the more she tried to plea, hey, it wasn't me, I didn't do it, the more that, see, this is so desperate. It's pathetic, really. You know, Misha is much more believable.
Well, I think that at the end of the day, I think she needed to have that confrontation with Todrick and Misha in front of Carson and Cynthia that she never really had. Because I think if she had had that, and we talked about this a little bit the other night, but if she had had that conversation or that confrontation, I think that's the point in which you start to realize, like, one side is a lot meaner than the other. One side is starting to feel more genuine while the other is just feeling like they're ganging up on somebody. Like, that's how people in the past have gotten out of these situations, is that they've just kind of sat there and taken it while people, you know, try to push it on them in front of other people. It's when the Todricks and Mishas of the world get to have their time alone with other people that they're able to weasel in and you know, whisper in their ear like, oh, they're so bad. Oh, I can't believe how bad they are. And then when you go to them individually, they're already prepped for you. They've got their armor on, and they're the ones defending versus the actual people who are attacking.
Mm-hmm.
But Taryn, there were two people who said it. I mean, Carson might not have believed it if there was only one, but if there are two people who have been in lockstep the entire game and have always done everything they can with each other. But if there are two people saying it, it must be true.
Well, as we all know, one and one, it's two.
Yeah.
Which is just as much, which is, I think, equally as insightful as Carson talking about liars, that if she's lying.
If she's lying, yeah, then she's a good liar.
She's a good liar.
Yeah.
You know,
and I don't understand why that couldn't be a possibility. Like, mm-hmm. he said, like, oh, like, I mean, they would never lie. Like, well, why would they never lie? If Shayna could lie, why couldn't these two people maybe get together and lie?
Mm-hmm. I have a theory on that, which is because Carson is playing this game just to kill time and have some fun. He's playing it like he was playing a board game with some friends, you know, and he would never lie and his friends would never lie. And Todrick is his friend. And so therefore, he cannot even put himself into the mindset of, you know, a real Big Brother player. That's my hypothesis.
Well, Chantel, you, I think, are the closest in proximity to the entertainment industry. So could you tell us, in your experience, is it that maybe are celebrities maybe a little naive?
Well, I think that they're always thinking about their image and thinking about how they're being perceived, especially in, you know, under the microscope and like all these cameras around them. Like they're really aware of how they're going to be perceived. And I think that Carson is being informed by that as well, being like, well, Todrick and Mischa would never lie in front of the cameras and have like their image potentially be tarnished. Like, that's not possible. So I think that that's also informing why they're not really seeing that it's possible that they could be the lying ones and could be maybe doing things a little more deceitfully. Like, they're just not possible because they're celebrities. They mm-hmm. would want to have their image be in a good light.
Taryn, this was something that came up a lot back when I did the evolution strategy with Josh. And we talked about like the difference between the wrongfully accused person and the person who is actually, you know, guilty of the thing that they're accusing them of. And I had felt at that time that the person who is like, no, you have to believe me, is the person who is more often than not telling the truth. I think that was the case here in Shayna versus Mischa.
I think it's hard to say that, though, because I think that one of the reasons why Shayna failed to defend herself was that she did give up very easily.
Yeah.
She was very much like, you know, no, you have to believe me. But then very quickly was like, you know what? If you don't believe me, screw you anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, I do think that the people who tell the truth often go there like quicker than the people who are lying because they're not as dedicated. Like, they haven't come up with a big lie. They haven't like worked really hard on this. Like, they're not as invested as the people who are just telling who have invested in it. So I would have loved to see Shayna fight. Obviously, I feel for her in this situation, and she did fight for herself. But I do think that, you know, there was more she could have done. And the celebrities are often a little bit kind of like, once things start to go downhill, you kind of take your ball and go home most of the time. We've seen that with most celebrities on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would be the best thing to watch happen next? Do we want to see Mischa win the HOH and then Carson and Cynthia go up on the block? Would that be...
Nope. Yeah.
Now you have to see what
I
you
need
did.
Just desserts now. It's yeah. like, you need now, to be punished for this.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because that look, I don't think that this was right. As we have a new puppy here, like when they make a mess on the floor, you're not supposed to take their face and put it right in there. But, you know, vicariously, I think that that's what this would be like.
Yeah. And it's not like it's a choice between like Carson and Cynthia getting their comeuppance versus Todrick and Misha getting a shot taken at them, because there's not really a scenario where that happens at this point. Maybe if Lamar wins the HOH, he would take a shot like that. But that's not even a guarantee. And pretty much anybody else wouldn't take that shot at this point. So if you want any kind of drama next week, I think that is what you have to kind of hope for.
Yeah, because they'd be really mad. They'd be big mad.
That would be really delicious to see them respond to what they did.
Yeah.
At least Cynthia would be mad. Carson would just be like, oh, well, I guess that's what happens. But Cynthia would definitely be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be delicious, and the stress baking would also be delicious.
Yeah.
Both things. You know, it was a big moment, seemingly, that Todrick won the veto tonight and then used it on Todd Bridges at the veto ceremony.
I give the veto to you, Todd.
What?
Yeah.
Man, thank you, bro.
I
appreciate
think my
that.
Friends need to bond a little.
Yes.
Expect the unexpected, Todrick.
Oh. Was that a last-minute curveball?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, Todrick's going to Todrick. I think he needed to win a little credit back with Todd. And he knew what the plan was. What's the point in vetoing somebody that's already so loyal to you? You know, I think it was also just like a little bit of like a rub in Shayna's face, right? Like, you're going to be sitting next to Misha and we're all going to vote you out.
It was definitely that. When I saw that, I was like, man, he just really wants to stick it in. Like, he just can't vote. They can't just vote her out and like really have us. They played a good game. I didn't like the how that they did it, but they did what they needed to do to stay in the game. So I'll give them props for that. But like, he wanted her to go out against the person that did it to them. And it was really, really hard to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that really was the tell that, like, okay, this wasn't really Todrick going rogue or anything like that, Misha had no reaction whatsoever. Like, if he was supposed to take Misha off the block, you would think that her head would have exploded in that moment.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Julie's head was exploding.
Whoa.
Todd's head was exploding. What?
Yeah.
Well, it actually seemed like he knew is what was bad acting, in my opinion, for that that one. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. He is an artist.
Taryn, you don't think any part of it was that trying to, like, okay, let's ensure Todd's loyalty of, like, hey, let's get something out of Todd Bridges here for doing this?
No, yeah, I definitely think that was an aspect to it, for sure. I especially because like their relationship is fine, but it's rocky at times, right. So... you know, any credit that he can get with Todd Bridges is good credit.
Has there been any thawing between Todd and Cynthia in the last couple of days?
I mean, they haven't been at each other's throats by any means. Like, they're not like arguing, but they hadn't been before the big fight either. It was totally fine. And then it blew up. But they're fine now. Like, she's been all about Shayna lately and nothing about Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be so much more upset with that relationship with Todd, with how he was speaking to her. Like, that's really would be uncomfortable. I would be more focused on that, to be honest, than Shayna, who's like actually was just like, what's happening? I just want to work with you guys. I drew the line in the sand, and this guy is actually yelling at you on camera, and you're cool with him now. It was another moment where that was uncomfortable to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Todd isn't doing anything to help his game. And so okay.
He doesn't care to be there. Right.
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 So that's mm-hmm. okay.
Willing to go home. Right.
All right. Well, if Shayna has her way, Todd might be the winner of the season.
I don't Ron see Bridges. A scenario where that could happen, though. I don't actually. Like, what would have to happen? You have to like win out.
Todd versus Todrick.
Yeah. I mean, if Todrick goes to the final three with Misha and Todd, yeah, is it possible?
And takes Todd?
He's like, I can't beat Misha. I'll take Todd Bridges to the final three.
I would think it's more likely that Misha gets knocked out somehow before then.
Yeah, I mean, I think an issue is that Shayna kind of fell into the very easy to fall into trap, often fell into trap of saying what she actually felt on her way out the door. She whispered, I thought, fairly loudly to Todd Bridges, win this thing, or whatever she said, something along those lines. I imagine somebody heard that and they'll know that she's probably a Todd vote and that maybe Todd is going to be popular with the jury. And then she yelled the whole house, I'm going to make sure Todrick doesn't win, which is likely a signal to anybody in the house, or would be if anybody in the house was actually playing the game, that you should be in the end with Todrick.
That's a big if right now, Tara.
Right, right. So what she should have done is said, well played, Todrick. You're definitely getting my vote. Respect to you for making this happen. Then nobody would want to sit next to Todrick.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he did make it, he'd be delusional thinking he was going to win the whole time. For it to all come crashing down.
Yes, which would make it that much better.
Yeah, it's the better play.
Mm-hmm.
But it did.
I enjoyed it more. I enjoyed her going out bitter. Like it's, you know, if you're gonna leave this game, have a little bit of drama, go out really bitter. Have them be like, oh my god, I can't believe she didn't have her dignity when she left the house. Like have them
still be. You can still be like Carson. You or Todd. You suck. You're the worst, actually. And Todrick, you're the best, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. That's a few levels deeper in chess than I think we're playing here on Celebrity Big Brother.
Are you sure? To hear Shayna say it.
It's very frustrating for me because not many people in there even know how to play this game. So that was very confusing.
Yeah, a little confusing.
I think I would very say it's checkers, not chess. I don't even know where to go with talking about this. I just thought that one of the telling conversations was Cynthia and Shayna when, you know, Shayna was trying to explain herself and Cynthia was like, yeah, but, you know, you were not being straight up with us. And it just seems like because, you know, Shayna was not like 100% cards up with Carson and Cynthia. They sort of talked themselves like, well, we're better off going with our enemy as opposed to this person who was, it was a little gray whether or not she was 100% with us or not.
Well, like Shayna said, talking to her is like talking to a box of crayons.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before.
Me neither, but I like it, mm-hmm. Especially in this case.
Does it have to be crayons? Like, could it be anything at that point? Or is there something specific about the nature of crayons that's
maybe
like particularly?
I think like, that she was maybe like I think like the not the like brightest crayon in the box. I think is typically
sharpest is that crayon? Rob? What's the brightest crayon in the box?
Yellow.
I was going with yellow also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yellow.
Mm-hmm. What about gold? Wouldn't gold be a little brighter?
Ooh, could be.
No,
could be
like a special sparkler. Pack.
Yeah, that's like the 64 pack.
Yeah.
It's the fancy built in, one.
Mm-hmm. Built in sharpener. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Double sure. rows.
Mm-hmm.
No. Now we're talking.
Yeah. We saw Todrick at one point say that he thought that this was the biggest move in the history of Celebrity Big Brother. Coming into this, what is the biggest move in the history of Celebrity Big Brother? Do we even know it?
Yeah. To be fair, he's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So incredible.
Because what is the biggest, what is any other move in the history of Celebrity Big Brother?
It's incredible.
I can't even think of one.
Yeah.
Like Scaramucci, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That was huge.
A couple of almost moves that got ruined 10. by quits, but yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, big moves galore in the Celebrity Big Brother. Wild.
It's a low bar.
Mm-hmm.
Low.
For sure.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Here's something that I wanted to ask the panel about. So coming in and out of Big Brother, they play a commercial for the Big Brother live feeds, which, of course, you know, how are you not even watching the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds, America and the world right now? Because they are scintillating, right, Taryn?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you've got like 5 minutes to spare, then you just be able to,
but this is what they say.
Yeah.
This is what they say.
Where's my celebrity drama live feed? Oh, got it.
They call it Where's My Celebrity Drama Live Feed? Because I can't make out if they're saying celebrity drama or celebrity trauma.
I debated the same thing, and I settled on drama. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that annoyed me the most about that commercial is they picked scenes that only appeared on the TV show.
Yeah.
And they used them to say the live feed. Of course, the thing that probably most annoyed Taryn is that they claimed that there are live feeds all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I was checking. I wanted to, you know, make sure I was up to date. So I've been keeping an eye out, you know, and I looked on some update sites when I couldn't get to the actual feeds and nothing was moving. And, you know, it's a cute animals. And I'm like, OK, this must be broken. I'm refreshing. I'm checking. Was there anything this afternoon at all?
Well, no. I mean, the feeds were down for most of the day, which they usually are for eviction days. But yeah, I mean, so basically, you know, at some point you got to give the people in charge of what they're showing some credit. That they're not just cutting the feeds to take away our enjoyment. They're cutting the feeds for our own benefit because the animals are actually more entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who are we going to be watching on the feeds and what gameplay is going to be happening? Like
kittens.
Is that, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The puppy bowl is big business.
A bowl of puppies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Where's my celebrity drama live feed? Oh, got
That's
it.
Definitely trauma.
I mean, Taryn, aren't you often saying, where's my celebrity drama live feed? Like, where is it?
Yeah.
Where is it? It's supposed to be here. I'm on the website.
Well, that's how it works. I go, this is the secret. I mean, people often ask me, like, how do you watch so much live feeds? I don't know why they're giving away these secrets, but all you need to really do is just say, where's my celebrity trauma live feed? Click.
Where's my celebrity trauma live feed?
No feed cuts. It's right there. Mm-hmm. That's how you get it without the cuts.
You have to ask politely. Yeah.
You do. You have to say it. You have to say it in the right way, in the right rephrasing. You also have to hope that Julie's listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also like that instead of making their website better design so you can easily find the live feeds, they hide the link to it, but then they have a commercial showing someone being confused, like, where are they? Oh, there it is.
Where's my celebrity drama live feed?
That's Liquidated's job, David, that they don't pay him for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we saw that Carson and Cynthia, they're going to make a deal with Misha, and this is gonna be, you know, a pretty nice deal they struck with Misha, where Carson says, hey, could you spare us the block in your next HOH? And Misha agrees with that. And so a huge deal is struck.
I don't know where the wheeler and dealer in me came in.
I was like, who are you?
If I'm going to make a deal with the devil, then I'm going to get a little payback.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the devil would never lie.
And if he did, he'd be a good liar.
Chantal, I just love the, I don't know where the wheeler and dealer came from. Yes. But
it's just so painful. I'm like, he thinks he's doing such a good job. He's playing Big Brother. He sussed out the bad person, got a backdoored her. Mm-hmm. And now he's making a deal with the devil, and he's just, they're going to be safe next week. They would never go back on their word here. Oh my God, I'm so good.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah. What? I just want to shake him.
He's really like the quintessential, like, there's a sketch where the guy like goes to ask his wife something, and he's like, will you please let me do this? And then he goes back to the friend. He's like, oh yeah, of course she's going to let me do that. Come on. That's Carson talking to Misha. Like, would you be kind and spare us?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. All right then.
Hey, Cynthia, guess what I got?
Cynthia is loving it though.
I don't know where the wheeler and dealer in me came in.
Listen, I was like, who are you?
Who are you? Wow.
Then I'm going to get a little payback.
I didn't even know you had this side. Yeah. So Carson and Cynthia, they can't believe how well this week turned out. I wanted to ask the panel, I mean, where do we put this in the history of Big Brother? Is this, I was asked on Twitter, is this Jessica Graff getting out Ramsey's? I thought maybe this is more Fessy getting out Scotty.
Oh, yeah.
That's where my head immediately went.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Fessy getting out Scotty if it didn't take like a whole orchestrated plan and it instead was just kind of like, but what about her? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's dead, right?
And also the feelings that I had when Nicole Anthony wasn't believing Janelle. And I'm just like, where are we here? Like, just listen to the people that have been working for you and you've been working with. And like, just go with that. Just go with that and just trust that, you know, your original instinct was correct. Not this new gut kick that you've been getting.
David, I don't know if you have officially worked out the rules of Big Brother, but do you have on there, if you are HOH, don't listen to your enemies and vote out a person that's working with you?
I do have rules because we did do it for a season and, it will hopefully be back again. But I don't think I specifically have that in there because I expect people to have at least a little bit more intelligence.
Expect the unexpected, David.
Yes. Yes. So I may have to, sharpen the crayon on that one and put that as part of a new rule, or part of an existing rule, I guess.
And just but for the corollary, to give Todrick and Misha some props on this, that I feel like that it's one thing. Okay, you win the HOH, you get out somebody, but to get somebody out when the opposition has won the HOH. Taryn, I feel like that is like as good as it can get in terms of playing Big Brother.
Absolutely. And especially because now Carson can't compete in the following HOH. Both Todrick and Misha can. It is the ideal situation all the way around. When you are HOH, like no matter what happens with the week, no matter who you end up targeting, there at the end of it all, there's a math equation, and the math equation has to be, I took out one from the other side and I kept all of the ones on my side. Now, granted, I think what Carson and Cynthia think they've done is they've traded one for two by pulling in Todrick and Misha, and they just had to trade away Shayna, but that's not how it works. You should never be trading any of your own pieces in Big Brother. If they want to pull Todrick and Misha, then they should be taking out Todd. They should be taking out one of their pieces and having them come to us, to Carson and Cynthia, weakened because you need us, not for any other, not us weakening ourselves so that you're willing to come to us and we don't have any power and we have to ask you to spare us.
But what if you got a really good deal that was?
But I'm like, telling you though, the car salesman told me this was the best deal he has ever given. All right. I killed it.
But it's also what's kind of frustrating too is the fact that Carson is head of household, so he's supposed to be getting in all this information. He's supposed to be able to making the deals. He's supposed to be just dictating what's happening down the road, yeah. Not asking the people that he should be getting out if they will spare him.
He won the wall comp to do this.
He won the wall comp to ask permission to get spared the following week. Like, no. Mm-hmm. You have the power. You should be setting yourself up so that they have to do that no matter what. Yeah.
I remember the excitement when he won the wall comp.
It was only Friday.
I know.
Three days ago.
I was like, this is great. I was asked to be on the recap for Monday night. They're going to be sending Misha home.
Oh, my goodness.
This is amazing. This is going to be so much fun. And now I'm ready to ask Kylan to call the manager because I want a refund.
I don't know if Kylan's on your side here.
Yeah.
Is it time to call the wall comp cursed? Because between Danny winning it in All Stars and then ruining her game with the whole Tyler stuff and getting evicted shortly after, then Derek X winning the wall comp and taking out the only threat to the Cookouts game and then getting evicted promptly after, and now Carson winning the wall comp, taking out his ally that saved him last week, and likely getting evicted promptly after. Is this a bad competition to win?
Well, do you think that there's something about the wall comp? I mean, I feel like that you end up sort of like with like the last person up there, you end up like making a deal with somebody who kind of like is already feeling like, oh, I better win this HOH because I don't want you to get it. So you end up and now you're protecting a person that you shouldn't be protecting because you made the deal. And it sets off like a chain reaction of bad events throughout the week.
It is one of the easiest comps to orchestrate who wins it. Like if you can jump off knowing that somebody else is going to win it, knowing what they might do. And also because of the deals being made, I feel like other people have a little more influence over the HOH winner of the wall comp than they might normally have in a regular competition as well. So that may have something to do with it, but it's a tricky thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the live eviction portion of this. Okay, so Todrick wins the veto, takes down Todd Bridges. We get to some speeches. Misha is going to deliver some harsh words for Shayna in her speech.
And I take it as a compliment that I'm here, but I do ask you to consider the reason Shayna is here is more for being shady. And I'm going to call it like it is. So I would ask that you make a deal with the devil you know versus the devil that you don't.
Oh, man.
That hit me in the nani. Literally. Like, that competition really did that to her big time and sent her out the door. Now, do we think that she actually jumped off, or do you think that she really was done? Like, I wonder if that was part of her narrative that, like, oh man, I could have won this, but I thought that, you know, I'd be able to play next week.
Oh, okay.
Talking about on the wall comp?
Shayna, yeah, on the wall comp.
Oh no, she fell. I think she fell.
Okay. Misha says, take out the devil you don't know as opposed to the devil you do know.
Which, I mean, again, going back to this deal with the devil, everyone knows when you make a deal with the devil, you always come out ahead. I mean, that's what the phrase means, right? If you make a deal with the devil always loses. That's obviously what it means. So I don't know. Well, yeah.
Here's the thing about that phrasing is that you know that one of them is a devil, and then there's another one that you don't know, but you think must probably be a devil, but you don't know it's a devil, right?
And the devil's telling you that it is the devil.
Maybe it's not a devil. Maybe it is a devil. Either way, one of them is a devil. So why not take a chance?
Are there worse devils? Are there levels of devils?
Devil levels.
Yeah.
Apparently.
In D&D there are, you know.
I mean, look, if the devil resides over eternal damnation, I feel like that's as bad as it gets, right?
Maybe if there's
the devil
a
has
mini
another devil,
devil
corroborating the story, then maybe double devil is worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that, so it's like the devil you know versus the devil you don't, but the devil you know also has like another co-devil.
Well, also, there's the whole devil you don't. They actually do know Shayna better.
Mm-hmm.
Because Misha was not part of their group, but they got convinced they didn't know her better.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it goes back to what Taryn said. Yes, go with the one that's a maybe.
Yeah. I got some pushback then on Twitter tonight when I said that Shayna lost some sympathy with the oops all shout out speech. Because, well, Rob, what was she supposed to say? Give us something.
I'm with you, Rob. But I also, like, people are in their feelings right now, understandably. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't want to hear anything but, like, the best for Shayna. But I agree. I wish that she had, like this is a TV show. Like, give us something on the way out.
Give us something.
She did.
She did.
Walking
on the way out. On the way out. You could use a little bit during the speech.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, like, you know, well, whatever with the shout outs. Like, you know, you're famous. It's not like it's beneath the celebrities to do shout outs. Like, the celebrity shout outs are when they are accepting Academy Awards. That's the only time that's acceptable. Otherwise, the reason why people do shout outs is because that they're not famous and they're only on TV one time. If you are a celebrity, you don't need to do shout outs. You're famous.
It's especially bad because she's doing shout outs to a person she believes she's going to see very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of, you know, the other reason for doing shout outs is like, hey, I'm not going to see you for the next 2 months. So happy birthday or I love you or whatever. But hey,
I think you get one on Valentine's Day. I think that's fine.
Fine.
But yeah,
not all shout outs.
I think that she just didn't want to, like, grovel to these people anymore. She's just, like, I think she's just fed up with, like, trying to say something to save herself.
Yeah, but roast them. Roast them. That's what we're asking for.
Yes. Yeah, why not say
I would take a good roast.
Should she have said the Todrick stuff in her final speech? Like, if you vote me out, I will go home and I will ensure that Todrick loses.
Well, here's what we're really saying, right? Like, yes, we get it. We get why she did the shout-outs and why she was done with it. But how iconic would it be if she had stood up there and been like, you are all the dumbest people I have ever met in my entire life. I hope you enjoy the rest of this game.
Yeah. And they kept Chris Kattan when he said he wanted to go home. So who knows? Who knows? Is this strategy? Is this reverse psychology? We'll see. So, all right. So we get to our votes. So we go through. Todd Bridges is going to vote. He has an interesting exchange with Julie.
Hello, Todd. You're not in trouble.
Oh, thanks.
Why would he be in trouble?
The only thing I can think of is he must have been discussing production, because then after the vote, he asked a question or made a comment about, wait, we're not allowed. Why aren't we allowed to discuss production? And
we're on a production.
That's the only thing that makes sense if we connect those dots.
He was worried when Julie called his name. He was like, oh, am I in trouble? Oh, I thought I was in trouble.
Maybe that's it.
All right.
But I believe Todd granted the feeds, I think, cut pretty much anytime anybody gets talked to at all in the house. But I would imagine that Todd is the person that gets in trouble the most in the house. So
makes sense.
He's very used to hearing Todd.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Please cast your vote to evict.
Evict Shayna.
I was thinking, because, like, normally Todd is not first, and it's like he just comes in and he does his thing and he leaves. But this time Julie was like, hey, Todd, how's it going? He's like, hello, hi, Julie. And I was like, oh, maybe he's going to be normal. And she's like, okay, now it's time to cast your evict Shayna.
Okay. Cynthia, sad to have to evict Shayna. Okay, here comes Lamar, and so Lamar has I think it's the greatest vote in the history of the show. It goes on. This is the clip I'm about to play you in its entirety is over 40 seconds.
Oh boy.
Okay. We'll start it from Lamar sitting in the chair.
Hi, Lamar.
Hello.
Please cast your vote to evict.
It's hard.
Please
do what's in your heart. I need you to vote to evict. One or the other.
Two choices.
Can you hear me, Lamar?
Yeah, dude.
You know we're on live TV, right?
Yeah.
And you know we got to get off at the top of the hour.
I choose to evict Shayna.
Thank you.
His vote didn't matter.
It didn't. Yeah. I know. That's what I was thinking the whole time. It's like, it's not even like, it doesn't matter at all.
All right. Now, was he actually torn?
No, his nail was torn.
Yeah. But was this like a tough vote for him?
I mean, he's been saying he wants Misha out for a while. He proposed a final two with her that she essentially turned down. Mm-hmm. And he had a decent relationship with Shayna. So I think he was generally like, how can I not vote out Misha if she's on the block? But mm-hmm. I don't think I'm supposed to do that. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. The nail biting was wild. We've never had this before. I mean, this is as close as we got to like when Hannah on Survivor was in the voting booth and was like didn't know who to vote for, and Jeff had to like look around the corner like, are you okay? But when he was biting his nails, and then was he throwing them on the floor in the diary room?
Yeah, I thought he was like gonna go clean up
the giant Lamar Odom fingernails later. Yeah. Like, did I just step on a nail? No, it's Lamar's thumbnail.
I don't think he actually got the whole nail off. No, I think he's just like gnawing a little bit.
Yeah, boy, it's stressful.
That'll make his ex want to take him back right there.
Yeah, but we will never forget that. No matter what happens tonight, yeah. Taryn, we got the Lamar vote tonight.
We did. We did. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. We got something.
We did. Thank Lamar.
Yeah. I think it has a lot of potential. I think it could be a meme. This is me trying to decide what to order for lunch.
I think it's too long.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of what made it so good, though, is that it's so ambiguous. Like, what is he doing? Like... Because I had the same thought at the same time as Julie. I was like, wait, can he not hear her? Does he think he's waiting?
No, I hear you. Yeah. Now, we found out this week, I guess Lamar did not know that the diary rooms were part of the television show. He was under the impression that they were just like counseling sessions. Does he not know that this part of the TV show when you go in the booth?
Well, that's why Julie probably explained. You realize this is on TV, right? This is live.
And he said yes.
On television. I think we have to cut Lamar some slack, though. They're called diary rooms. Diaries mm-hmm. are private, right?
That's fair.
True. That's true. A logical connection.
Mm-hmm. This is an invasion of my privacy that you're airing my diary rooms.
What?
Mom? Wait, that's why he was saying it.
Now, wow.
Mm-hmm.
This nom,
nom, nom, nom, now.
Mom?
Mom!
Well, maybe like you'd think that he'd understand, though, for sure, because at the beginning they were calling it confessionals and go do my confessional and have you done your confessionals. So I think that he would have understood the confessional aspect being on a reality show for, you know, however long he was on them and like where he had to have confessionals. So I think he gets it, but I think that he maybe was choosing not to.
Yeah, they were calling him interviews. They were like,
interviews
too. I
gotta go
do my interviews.
Too. You're right. I'm wrong. You're right. They were saying interview, not confessional. I'm saying, well, yeah, it's a confessional. That makes sense. But yes, you're right.
Okay. All right. Then Todrick comes in and is really gloating in the diary room. He wants to vote twice. I'm not going to play any clips from this. Taryn, you better not either.
I have no Todrick clips. I don't think I have any Todrick clips at all, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was elated to vote.
And he was happy to tell us the story that just so everyone knows, it's because I was super loyal to her and she betrayed me. Mm-hmm. That is what happened, despite the fact that I was just in the diary room a couple episodes ago telling you that I was exaggerating a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So by a vote of, what is it, 4-0, Shayna, you are evicted from the house. She makes a beeline to the door.
Don't worry, Todrick. I'll get the jury to vote against you.
She doesn't even need to.
That'll be the easiest chore she's ever had.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, do we know if Chris Kattan is on the jury?
He is not.
He's not on the jury. Okay.
He's busy down the street from me with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the jury is what going to be? Teddy, Mirai, Chris, Shayna. That's it? So far?
So far.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe America if they're replacing Kattan, right?
Mm-hmm. Would we need to? How many people would be on the jury? Eight then?
It would be eight. Yeah. So there theoretically could be a tie if there's no replacement.
Mm-hmm. America voting would not be great for Todrick.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. You never fully know with general populist votes, but I would assume that it would not go Todrick's way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think the population vote would be the tiebreaker, though.
Mm-hmm.
If Todrick's in there, mm-hmm. I think he's pretty dead in the water no matter what.
Chantel, do we know, is Shayna active on social media?
I haven't really seen her, but I don't know if I'd followed her before she was part of the season. I actually have no idea.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, just how public will she be once she gets out?
I think she will be, though. Yeah. Like, I think that she's just going to be, like, seeing, like, what's going on. Like, I think she'll go get right into it. Like, she is a fan, she says. And so if part of, like, this particular game is that she's going to be able to go out, see what's going on Twitter, like, see the live feeds, go back and watch the episodes, I think that she's going to do her homework as a jury member. And I think that she will be vocal and active. I do.
Yeah, well, that'll be exciting.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Let's see. So she's on Twitter, 124,000 followers. And she's, was posting a little bit in January on Twitter. So, not shy. She's active. All right. Then Shayna is going to sit down with Julie. And Julie asks her about her speech. What was with that? Wasn't a good speech. Felt like you threw in the towel.
Mm.
Said, these people are dumb.
Yeah. They don't know how to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
she was having to explain it to them the whole time. And then they were getting mad at her for giving her them information.
How do you know this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? She says that, Carson and Cynthia said that she was playing both sides. She says Carson was in three alliances. Is that exactly right?
Well, the lions and tigers and bears or whatever must have been.
I have never heard that before.
Pre-feeds, but post-formation, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
For all intents and purposes, Carson has been in plenty of alliances. He's just, as she said, doesn't really see it the same way mm-hmm. as her alliances.
Yeah. Shayna's mind is blown.
It's like my mind is like blown.
Well,
yeah. Us too.
Us too.
I would never believe that this would have worked. And she must have been in there being like, am I in backwards, upside down, another dimension? Like, what is going on in this world? I'm giving you logic. And it's like,
is this the Josh Mo show season 4?
Yeah. I mean, even Misha said, I didn't even think there was a case to make. There wasn't any logical, rational people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even when Shayna left the house, it was infuriating when they cut back to inside the house where they were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, see, this is what she does. This was she's
can't even go out gracefully.
That has been the feeds 24/7 mm-hmm. since they flipped them. Because there's nothing else for Todrick and Misha to talk about with Carson and Cynthia because they don't hang out otherwise. The only topic is about Shayna and about, can you believe what she did just now? Mm-hmm. Did you see the way that she was just walking over there?
She just walked right out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is exactly proving our point about what we were saying earlier about it's just such a liar. Remember that point?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Julie wants to know, okay, well, you're a fan of the show. Is it fair to say that Todrick and Misha threw you under the bus? Like, yeah, I think so, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but can you respect that game? Like, not really.
She had a weird answer to this. She was like, I can respect that, but I can't respect Carson not believing me after I saved him. But it was a little bit of like Julie was trying to get something out of her. She was like, I don't respect any of it really, yeah. But I guess I'll try to work some kind of answer in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we didn't get the famous question from Julie that she's asked every other person that's left the house this season of what's harder, being in the Big Brother house or
Miss America
or USA or whatever.
I'm gonna meet the Barkers.
Being a playmate. I mean, I have a feeling that if I had to imagine, I would think that probably maybe more traumatic living at the, I don't know if she ever lived there, but just being at the Playboy Mansion, I think probably very traumatic.
Fun. Like maybe more fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's gonna be traumatic.
I don't know. Red stories. Not a lot of happy stories. Yeah. Okay. So then we close things out with Shayna. When she tells us about
February 23rd, which is a Wednesday night, mm-hmm. and you get a vote.
Yes. We'll go see. Todd Bridges.
Here we are. Go Todd Bridges.
What a weird note to end your Big Brother career on. Mm-hmm. Go Todd Bridges.
Yeah. Hey.
Maybe because Todd was arguing with Cynthia, you know, and she was like, yes, someone stood up to her.
Yeah, in retrospect, I'm on Todd's side.
That's right.
Did Shayna have any relationship with Todd Bridges in the house?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm confused because she had a much better relationship with Lamar, but it was like strained in the last few days because like she's been isolating a bit. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe she just picked like the
worst,
the least palatable person that's not amongst the ones that screwed her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she was hurt that Lamar didn't give her the vote.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know It Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
We have a couple questions from the listeners here tonight. And let's see. One from Todrick's publicist wants to know, who should Todrick want to be sitting next to in the end? Does he have a chance of winning against anyone left in the house?
I mean, I would have said Todd Bridges or Misha are his only possible conceivable hope. But I mean, at this point, even before Shayna said go Todd Bridges, I don't think he has any chance to win this game at all.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know if it's been discussed on a recap, but like Chris Kirkpatrick is saying in interviews, like, this guy told me that my son is going to be embarrassed to see me on the show.
In fairness, I mean, maybe he had a roommate that told him maybe to bring up family members.
Really great strategy.
Like that, like if you're in a bad spot, you could use that.
You can literally see the pieces of advice. He evoded. He said your son will be embarrassed.
Yeah. It's something.
I mean, maybe against Misha, if Misha pisses off more people, like if she, you know, keeps it going, if she turns on Carson and Cynthia, then maybe there's a small chance. That's the best I can Mm-hmm.
I don't think he can get a vote from anybody that's left the house so far. And then if the fifth vote is America, like right there, he's already done. So
yeah.
I don't think so.
He would need Mariah miraculously. Mm-hmm. But if he's sitting next to Misha, almost definitely not.
Mariah had a beef with Todd Bridges. With Todd. No, yeah,
yes. So he could maybe get Mariah over Todd. He could like hope and pray that he gets America.
Actually, not to cut you off, Taryn. But you know, if we do end up with the format where we send two people out, like right. on the final night, like, it is conceivable, you know, he could potentially have like a, let's say for somehow it does work out where Carson and Cynthia go to the final four, they go out on finale night.
Right. Like that's sort of where I'm getting at, where it's like, I think he could absolutely get Carson and Cynthia if they never touched the outside world beforehand. He could, you know, and then Todd and Lamar, like maybe they don't even check social media after, right? And like they're getting calls from Shayna and they're like, I know, exactly. So like theoretically he could somehow muster up four votes.
Talk the worst about and lied the most to the very end, so they don't get to find out at the end how bad you were.
Yeah,
you're onto something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because the last it's an unsequestered jury, but the last people evicted are essentially sequestered, so it's a very different dynamic. Right. Yeah, and if Chris Kirkpatrick had not gone home, I think he could have been a vote for Todrick with Todrick's even like Todrick's strategy. Worked for a little while. Chris was like, maybe I should, maybe my son will be embarrassed about me. And then he got home. He was like, oh no. But if he had been sequestered, it might've been a different story.
Right.
Yeah. That's where Todrick failed. He should have kept Chris around so mm-hmm. he could continue to, you know, just, you know, beat up on him and make him think he was trash and, you know, vote for Todrick at the end.
Yeah. Can't believe he didn't do that. But I think we've even seen like in the regular version of the game where, you know, the person who goes out in third place is a little bit like has their head spun around and like doesn't know necessarily like who mm-hmm. to vote for, even though they might have just gotten like screwed over really badly and they don't really know which end is up.
Yeah. Now the thing about that is that in season one of Big Brother Celebrity, it did seem like there was a little more leniency for like chatter in the jury. And there were a lot of people like trying to be like, don't vote for Ross, don't vote for Ross. And that kind of was able to spread. And so it's just a matter of like, logistics at that point, like are people able to communicate enough to prevent these things from happening? And you like, if Shayna is telling Carson said, don't vote for Todrick, they're going to be like, Shayna, come on. But if Teddy is like, guys, seriously, you screwed up. Then, you know, things could be interesting.
Okay. All right. Let's take a question. How about some just wish fulfillment? Cupcakes want to know, who does Lamar put up if he wins HOH?
Misha and Todrick, I think.
King. It's, yeah. I mean, it's an interesting question because he's definitely the only real wild card left. I think his instinct would be to put up Misha and Todrick. That's what he's talked about before with Shayna. Shayna's gone though. And his closest person is still Todd, who would be encouraging him to do Carson. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking? Definitely don't put up Misha and Todrick. You have to put up Carson. He's going to win this whole thing. He's the biggest threat in the game. He's won too many things. He's going to win. He's got too many friends in the jury. And with Todd in Lamar's ear, he may do something slightly different. But who knows?
Okay. Lamar's fingernail wants to know, will Todrick become popular on TV for being the evil mastermind? They aren't really showing how personal and petty he is being.
I hope not.
I don't have a finger on the pulse of the casuals right
fingernail.
Now. We need Jacob Jones, the finger of the people.
So I think that this is interesting because I feel like that this is a little bit sort of like the Nicole Franzel thing where it's like, if you are doing villainous things, but trying to I don't want to use the G word, but trick the audience into thinking that you are actually the hero. Like, I feel like that's where the audience really doesn't like it. But if you are the villain and you are like upfront with the audience that you are the villain, I feel like they like that.
I don't know. I was looking at Taryn and I think both of us were like the G word. Mm-hmm.
Which word? I gave up.
What is it? Gullible?
Yeah.
Gullible?
Yeah.
Guilt?
Yeah. Rhymes with mass light.
Oh. Okay. None of us got that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was so smart.
My head's in Wordle. I was thinking five letters.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you have to, like, to be the person that the audience loves to hate as opposed to the person they hate to hate. Like, I think you got to, like, own it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've had too much power, I think, for the whole game that I don't think that they've been rootable. And so I don't know if they're going to be to have the audience on their side. It's obviously hard for me to have a perspective because I've seen everything that's been going around. But I would think that no matter what, when you're watching a TV show, you want to be rooting for someone. If the bad guys or whatever, one side's always winning, it's just not necessarily fun. So I don't know if him being like, ooh, I've had power and I still have power and I still have power and I get to be mean about it. Like, I don't know if that's compelling. So I would say that maybe the people are not really big fans of Todrick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking the way he flipped everybody on Shayna this way. I mean, she really came off as looking like the victim here, which she was. And if she's the victim, then he's the one who put her there. You know, even if we didn't see everything, I think we saw enough that even the casual viewer would look at him and be like, not so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my guess would be the casual viewer does not have the same level of vitriol that the internet does for Todrick, but I don't think they're rooting for him. I think they see him as like, no, we're rooting against Todrick. And they're probably loving Lamar and they're probably hoping that, Shayna would save herself. And like, that's the kind of dislike that could theoretically turn around at some point, but I don't really see it. I think that he will remain sort of like the villain and not like the one that everybody roots for.
That's even, a good even kind without, of heat. Yeah.
Yeah. Even without all the true dirt there.
Yeah. You know, we got a long Lamar segment about his regrets about, I feel like we've gotten this segment like eight times so far this season. Did you know Lamar really feels like he screwed up by letting Chloe get away?
Ah,
I did.
was the love of his life. She was a good woman.
Yeah.
He did it. He screwed that up.
I'm pretty sure it was in his contract that he gets one of these segments per week he's on the show.
Yes. Oh, because this is like him getting the message out.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and that's why he wasn't doing it in the diary room. Because he wanted the message to get out.
Right. Right. That'd be private. Yeah. Okay. So do we know, has Chloe responded to any of these messages?
I think I saw an article that was like the Kardashian representative was like, that's great.
No comment. Yeah.
We wish him no ill will. No, we wish him no ill will. Okay. I think was the message.
Boy, that's not a great message. Like, okay.
I mean, it's better than we wish you ill will, you know. So.
Okay. And then let's do one last question. Roberto A. wants to know, what previous Big Brother comp could Lamar win? Darren, what about a slip and slide?
It's possible, but, you know, it depends. It depends on if it's the long one or the short one. I think he could win the short one. But if it's the long one, I don't know, like he's got some injuries, you know, he's got some ailments. He's been a little sick. I don't know if he has the endurance, but he'd definitely have a leg up with his legs.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else? CBB US 3.
Two things.
Ooh.
First, when you said we had a long Lamar segment, I thought you were talking about him, this wonderful segment of him waking up in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
getting up out of bed. Todd is snoring. He walks through the living room, through the kitchen, out into the backyard, sits down. Man, this game really is life-changing. Kills a bug. Burps. Next scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't understand.
I mean, this is just the precursor to his eviction vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
The buildup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Lamar doesn't even need other people to be interacting with.
This is one of those things where it's like some assistant editor is just taking clips and putting them together for fun, just to practice. And they were like, guys, we are short. We have put everything into this episode. We are still short another 60 seconds. What have we got? Like, I don't know. I put together this thing of Lamar burping.
Yeah.
Lamar.
All right. Throw it in. We got no time. Just put it in.
Put it in.
I mean, when I saw that, I felt a little bad. Like, why are they showing this guy? Well, yes. Why are they showing this guy burping? Why do they have to show this? Whatever. And then he spends 40 seconds chewing on a nail in voting. And I'm like, well, I guess they're just being true to life. You know, mm-hmm. who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least the nail thing was live. Like, they had no choice.
Yeah.
They opted in for this.
They're probably happy about it. Like, oh, they filled some time here.
Yeah, Julie's like, Lamar, we already gave you the 60 seconds. We don't have it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Second thing, I really love this. When Todrick uses the veto, he blindsides everyone. He uses the veto on Todd. What? Todd takes the veto.
Yeah.
He gets up off of the nomination chair and he goes and stands in the HOH's spot waiting as if he has something to do.
He's going
to
give the nomination.
And Julie has to be like, so first of all, Todd, sit down.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. Got it.
Which is
Todd,
funny.
The one who is just explaining to Lamar how Lamar is like, so then if then I choose the replacement. No, the HOH chooses the replacement. Todd's like, Todd got all turned around because of that conversation. He's like, now do I do this?
Yeah. I feel like we've had a lot of issues this season with people not knowing where they're supposed to be. We've had Chris Kattan come out of the diary room. Like, wait, now what? Now what? Like, go back to where you're sitting. Julie's always worried about somebody getting up like at the wrong point in the interview. Like, sit right there. Sit. Good boy. Man. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up here on Rob is a Podcast. Tomorrow morning, Frail Mary, Taryn.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
We will update you on who wins tonight's HOH competition and what, hopefully what their plans are for nominations.
No word yet. Feeds are out.
Not as far as I'm aware, we do not have word yet about the HOH.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then tomorrow night, am I reading this correctly? Chantel, you're back for the round table.
I am. Actually, my first roundtable of the season. It's going to be interesting and fun to rank these players because I'm like, they're all playing so poorly,
bad.
But like some are kind of playing well, but poorly. So it will be interesting to kind of get out, like, how am I going to like grade these people basically on their bad gameplay?
Just give them all ones. Just give them all
right?
Ones.
But like, no, some people have been playing better, but.
Yeah. Pot of two.
Chantel, you just don't be like Lamar when Taryn goes to you and says, okay, how much is this person worth? And you're just going to be thinking about it.
So tough.
Come on. Live round table.
It's live. It's live.
Let's go. Okay. Let's keep going.
All right.
I will not.
9 p.m. Eastern for the round table, Taryn.
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Ooh, got started early. Okay. All right. So 8 p.m. Eastern. Look for that Tuesday night. And then after the episode on Wednesday, I'll be joined by Melissa Maggie and Mari. It's all M's on Wednesday night coming up.
M&M&M.
Yes, it's not the Super Bowl halftime show. Chris Kirkpatrick can still get his ass kicked. But we're
trying to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. It's like, hey, we got even more M's. Yeah.
That's right. Join us live after the Wednesday night episode. Then on Thursday, I'll be back talking Big Brother on The Slop for the patrons of Rob's podcast. I am going to be with Jenny Autumn and Puya Zambakili on Thursday for The Slop. That's going to be live on Thursday. Plus, we've got a lot of great Survivor stuff coming up. I've already previewed one of the tribes with Mike Bloom. Look for Wednesday morning. I will be having Mike's interviews with the Taku tribe. We are in the midst of recording those. Those are coming up on Wednesday morning. I got to talk about the Tinder swindler. Chantel, have you seen this yet?
I haven't, but it's definitely on my list of some of these Netflix shows that I'm going to have to go and dive into.
Taryn, it's not the Rachel swindler, the Tinder swindler, where it's a wild story. It's on Netflix. Had a great podcast this week. Check it out with Chappelle, of course, and special guests, Asia Welch and Sasha Joseph, talking about the Tinder swindler. And speaking of Asia, you're not going to want to miss, if you've followed any of Chantel, Love is Blind. Are you caught up yet?
I'm caught up to Love is Blind. Okay. Yes.
All right. Then you are ready.
That train wreck, come on. Yes.
You are ready for our Love is Blind wrap up. That is with Asia Welch and Frail Mary, that they are going through week by week of Netflix's Love is Blind. You can get that in our brand new Love is Blind podcast feed. Go to robiswebsite.com/firstsightfeed to get all of the recaps each week here as Love is Blind is going on Netflix. Taryn, I know the last Taryn show is Nicole Maines. I know that tomorrow is at Taryn show day again.
Yes, and it will be Bryce Isaiah will be joining you for the Taryn show. Yeah.
Okay.
The Purple Pants himself.
All right. Be on the lookout for that. That should be a must listen episode of the Taryn Show. And then earlier tonight, I got the chance to talk to Grace Leader on the sports wrap up. I talked about a little bit of the Super Bowl, but a lot about the commercials of the Super Bowl. I had a lot of thoughts that I needed to get off my chest about the commercials from the Super Bowl. Yeah. Taryn, you wouldn't believe it. They had a QR code on the screen that bounced around that you were supposed to just scan with your phone. You didn't even know what it was.
Oh, boy. I'm just surprised that you even watched, because the announcer told me.
Seriously, you don't want to miss this, no matter what game might be on another channel.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost tuned into Big Brother once I saw the QR code. I said, that's it. Enough.
What
Enough
was of the this. QR code, Rob?
What's the what do you think? Here? What do you think?
Yeah. There's one thing that it could be. It's very cryptic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Not an NFT?
Not an NFT. No, there were no NFT commercials. I'm saving those for next year. Yeah. All right. So, thank you all so much. Oh, wait, no. What are you guys doing? Okay, David Bloomberg, what's coming up for you?
Well, Jessica and I will, of course, be back with some Survivor 42 preseason podcasts starting probably in a couple weeks. But we'll be back sooner than that this week. We're going to do a special Australian Survivor Why Blank Lost episode as well. And then besides that, I am doing mini Why Blank Losts for Celebrity Big Brother and Australian Survivor on TikTok.
Yes.
Where I am David_Bloomberg.
David Bloomberg is working so hard on TikTok. That sounds like we're like I'm joking. I am not. I am not.
It's like my mind is like blown.
That's right. Yeah.
I even did a Joe Millionaire Valentine's Day one for today about, you know, Carolyn's magic power over Kurt.
Mm-hmm. How'd that play?
I don't know. I have to go check the numbers.
How's the Joe Millie TikTok scene?
About like the Joe Millie Twitter scene where all of the players, whatever they are, all the women have like, you know, 200 followers, 300 followers on Twitter, but they all like to, you know, sometimes they're sniping at each other.
Uh-oh.
And sometimes they're just retweeting each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, David, great to have you here talking some Celebrity Big Brother. Okay. Chantel, what's coming up for you?
I mean, probably a lot of things, but for the most part, I hang out on my channel, Reality Realness with three S's on YouTube. So I'm doing a lot of recaps going live pretty much every day about some show or something or else. On Instagram, you can find me at ChanFriendFran, and that has all my socials on there. So I keep it kind of up to date. So if anything new is going on, I kind of update that.
Okay. Great job tonight, Chantel. Can't wait to see you on the round table coming up on Tuesday. And then Taryn, what's coming up for you?
Check out the Twitch channel, the YouTube channel. I'm recording Raised by Wolves podcast with Josh and Grace. We recorded about episode 3 today, and Josh told me that I was doing a reenactment of the Charlie Day meme where he's doing a big conspiracy theory behind him.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of show it is, and that's the kind of content that we're giving you. So it's fun stuff. Check it out. And yeah. What I got.
Okay. Taryn, can I ask a question about Raised by Wolves?
Yes.
I've never watched it. Are there actually wolves? It's on Mr. Robot.
But there are robots on Raised by Wolves.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No robot wolves, though.
Intriguing.
No robot wolves.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for watching. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.